Lesson 9. Track 16. Seaside Mystery. Part 9.
I'm glad you live on this side of town, Carlos.
Yes, it's a long way from the school and the beach. But at the moment, I prefer that.
Me too.
Right. Come in. My landlady is usually out all day, but she won't mind, I'm sure.
Good, because there is no way I can go back to Mrs. King's house now.
Of course not. I'll make some coffee, and then I'll phone Peter.
Where's the kitchen? I'll make the coffee while you phone Peter.
Okay. Hi there. Is that you, Peter?
Yes. What's the matter?
Well, we went to the police, and that was all right. They think Yoshiko was robbed in the street, but we didn't tell them anything else. Then we went back to Yoshiko's place to get the stuff for tomorrow. You know, swimming costume and towels and so on. And then, you're not going to believe this, Peter.
Come on, Carlos.
Well, the front door was open, and someone had been in and made such a mess. You know, the drawers were open and there was stuff all over the floor.
Oh, dear.
And then we went to see if Yoshiko's room was all right. And this man suddenly ran down the stairs and out of the house. Yoshiko thinks it was Harry King. I don't know if it was him or not, but it was all really frightening.
It sounds it. Where are you now?
Back at my place. Yoshiko doesn't want to stay at Mrs. King's, of course. Anyway, what do you think? Do we go back to the police and tell them everything?
Everything? We don't know everything.
I know that. But it seems things are getting quite serious.
I think we do nothing until tomorrow.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, and there's one more thing.
Yes?
Just as we were leaving, there was a phone call. A phone call to the house, I mean.
Who was it?
I don't know. It was somebody phoning from a hotel in London. The Garden Hotel, I think it was.
Interesting. London, eh?
Look, Peter, I don't understand what is going on. But if we do what you want tomorrow, and you leave this parcel at the cafe...
Yes?
Then I want to go to the police and tell them. This is getting too dangerous for me, and I think Yoshiko feels the same.
Okay, then.
You agree with me, then?
I always agree with you, Carlos. Okay, see you on the beach. Hope the sun shines.
Me too, Peter. Goodbye.
I agree with you, Carlos. This is very dangerous, and I feel frightened.
If you like, you can stay here tomorrow. I'll go to the beach and watch the cafe.
No, Carlos. I'll come. I just don't know if this is helping to find Mrs. King.
Okay. Let's go and get something to eat and relax for a bit.
That's a good idea, Carlos. Morning, Carlos. It's a beautiful day.
Morning, Yoshiko. Are you ready?
Yes. Your landlady is very sweet. She made me a lovely breakfast and says I can stay here if I want.
I know. Come on, then. Let's get down to the beach. Peter said he will be there at 10. We need to catch a bus.
I hope it will be a good day for all of us.
If we lie down here, we can see the cafe over there.
Yes, this is a good place. I hope Peter can find us. There are a lot of people here already.
Don't worry. I've got my mobile.
Look, there's Peter. He's walking towards the cafe.
Yes, and he's got a bag with him. I see. He's putting it in the rubbish bin. Now what's he doing?
I don't know.
He's going into the cafe. Hello? Is that you, Peter?
I'm in the cafe.
I know. We saw you go in. What do you want us to do?
Stay where you are until someone comes to get the money, of course.
And then what?
Call me. And when I think it's safe, I'll come to you.
Hey, there's a man looking in the bin. He's got the bag.
Where is he now?
He's walking away. He's getting into the black car. I think there's another man with him, driving the car. What shall we do now? Peter? Peter? Are you there? He's gone. Quick, Yoshiko. We must follow him.
Who?
Peter, of course. He needs us.